One of the hardest trainers we have, prepares really well. Certainly off the field is a great preparer, a great teammate, a great motivator to his teammates. I didn't necessarily expect that. I mean, we all see from externally what he does on field, but to come in and see the way he treats people, the way he trains himself, how professional he is, I was really pleased.
That is the voice of Adam Kingsley, the new coach of the GWS Giants, speaking about his captain, Toby Green, who gets ready to suit up for the 200th time in the Orange and Charcoal this weekend. It's a fantastic achievement. It's a shame he's got to go to Geelong. Nobody wants to go to Geelong because they play really well down there. But the Giants will go in swinging. And we know that Toby will certainly lead the charge in game number 200. He joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Tobe.
Half, how are you going?
I'm going very well, mate. Very well indeed. Great to have you with us. 200 games. Now, it just seems like yesterday, Toby, that I was watching you in that first game in 2012 against the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, it goes quick, no doubt about it. It's been a good journey to get here so far, but enjoyed it thoroughly, but hopefully a few more to come.
Yeah, well, hopefully for the game, for you, to, a few more to come, because you're one of the most watchable players in the competition, let alone one of the best ones. Do you keep track of these things through the journey, that you're coming up to a milestone of 100 or 200 and hopefully one day 300?
This is probably the first one that you're trying to, you try and get friends and family to probably come down and, you know, show some gratitude towards them who've sort of come up and watched me for 10 years, flown up to Sydney or done that sort of stuff, so... It's 200. It's a good one, a great achievement. But I think 300 is a big one in AFL these days. So just wait till you're there.
300's cute, Toby. 300's cute.
I'm not getting a 425.
I'm only joking, mate.
Hey, Tobes, firstly, congratulations on 200 games. I've been listening to you during the week. I know you've spoken a lot, but one of your quotes that I quite love. I'm one of the older boys now, and we've got a good group of 18 to 23-year-olds that I'm responsible for now. What advice are you giving those 18 to 23-year-olds considering, I guess, the start of your career? You're a lad. It's fair to say, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what do you tell them about your experiences through those formation years for you?
Yeah, well, I think they're all a lot better behaved than what I was when I was 18 to 23 to start with. But I think what sort of held me in good stead was I always had really good inner belief, and I thought, you know, if as long as I was training hard and trying to get better every week, then I'll be a good player in the competition. Where I think sometimes it's hard in AFL these days to have that sort of belief and come in from the start. And so just making... they've got everything in check. All these guys are super professional, come in and do everything right, but you don't get results straight away. So it's just about keeping at it. And as I sort of mentioned, you know, that's where all our improvement is. And hopefully, you know, if we're going to be a good side for the next 3 or 4 years, then it's not the guys that are 30 that will be responsible for the improvement. It's all those boys. So that's sort of what I'm trying to drive.
You probably didn't necessarily want or think that you needed to be captain of the Giants, but when did it dawn on you that you thought, yeah, I can actually do this job? And because you're doing a fantastic job of it in terms of the way you lead that group, but what part of your career did you start thinking about being a leader of the Giants?
Only in the last probably 4 or 5 years, to be honest. I sort of transitioned into a little bit of leadership stuff maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and you know, Leon sort of had to force me to go into it at the start, and then probably didn't offer too much the first year or two, and slowly got my head around it, but also, you know, came to the realisation that I was probably doing a discredit to the club and myself by not putting myself out there and trying to make the group as good as they can be. And then the last couple of years have really tried to, you know, it's one of the biggest things I work on in my game, besides, like, not, you know, and it's not just all about my footy at the moment. So, I'm really enjoying it and loving it. Just got to keep building on it, though.
Toby, just on the captaincy, what's changed in your actual personal game? Because I love watching you play, and you play on edge. There's not too many players that play like that anymore, and you're one that just you're very instinctive and you play on edge. Is there anything that you've had to change from being captain now to not captain last year?
Not in game, to be honest. I don't think. Like, I sort of just go out there and play footy. I don't really think about too much else. Perhaps like in between quarters and in between games is a lot where it changes. Where, you know, you can't just worry about yourself and how you're going. You got to worry about 40 other guys and what, you know, some guys will be really up one week and some guys might be down. So you just got to have a good balance and take your own personal ambitions away from it and make sure I'm getting the best out of everyone else.
Now, you're one of the best in the competition of putting ball onto boot as quick as anyone I've seen. I actually show our young boys. I work in development at North Melbourne. I show our young boys a lot of vision of you. Quick ball to foot. Is that something you practice or has that just been natural over your career?
Nah, it's something I practice every week for the last 12 years, I reckon. Especially once I move to like a permanent forward. It's something I actually pride myself on and I'll probably carry on a bit at the club saying what you just said. So it's good. I'll just reinforce that tomorrow.
That's good, mate, because I'll reinforce it to our boys too, saying that you do practice it.
I do practice in the cage, just those quick snaps. That when you've got someone hanging off you for most of the game, you've got to make sure you make your opportunity. So that's sort of why I do it.
Tobes, you mentioned that permanent move to a forward and you're one of the best in the competition. How long did it take you to get your head around that? Because as a midfielder, you used to go and get the ball 30 and 40 times quite comfortably, and you probably think you're going okay, but how long did it take you just to go, okay, yep, this is what I need to do now. I need to be a permanent forward. I need to do this for the team.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to be a back after. I think I tagged halves one day in my second year and got one of the biggest bars of my career. So I knew I wasn't born for the back line. And then we had about 15 midfielders running around and knew that, you know, if you wanted to play every week and play an important role in the team, then I sort of realised that I had to play forward. And, my fourth year, I started playing a lot there and worked on my game a lot. And then fifth year, sort of had a breakout year and that was my, you know, and then since then I've just really embraced it. And oh, I love playing in the forward line. I won't be spending much time for the rest of my career in the midfield, I'd imagine. So, I love it. I love the challenge every week and love working with the boys down there as well. I think we've got a good young forward line coming through.
I think they're pretty happy to have you in the forward line the way you play it, Tobes. That's not too big an issue. Just on the team performance to this point in the season, how do you assess it?
We're probably a bit frustrated, to be honest. We feel like we've a couple of games we should have won, should have put ourselves in a position to win. And then we've been in most games, but a lot of those games probably got beaten by the better team. So we felt like last week in the Carlton game were probably ones we cost ourselves. And it makes your season look a little bit different if you get those wins. But, yep. As I said, it's like just trying to make sure all these guys coming through it, you know, still building each week because you do get better week to week at that age. And that's sort of what I'm worried about and working on. And then hopefully pinch a really good win this weekend and sort of build to the bye. But, I would love to have a couple more wins, but it's pretty close to competition at the moment. And if you're not at 100%, you get rolled.
Yes, and you head down the highway to GMHBA to take on the Cats. So Jeremy Cameron in action for them these days. Any feedback for Jezza? Any text message exchange in this week?
I spoke to him the other day on the phone. I'll be certainly having a few words with him out there. I think he'll come after and have a beer with him. He's still one of my best mates, so I look forward to playing against him. He's flying, so
he is.
We've got a big job stopping him.
You do, but I'd love to see you flying and the team flying down there tomorrow at 4:35. Four Giants fans, get along and look after you boys tomorrow at GMHBA Stadium. Mate, congratulations on this milestone. It's a great thing. Hopefully there's another 100 in the tank for you. As you said, that's the big one, but we can't wait to see you in action tomorrow. Go get them.
I appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Toby Green, the captain of the Giants.
Probably my most favourite players to watch.
He's podium for me. We'll come back. We'll get your podium after the break. That's what we'll do. Get your podium, your most watchable players, because Toby's certainly in that
current
conversation.
Current or all time?
Current. We don't go back. We look forward, Ramo. We look forward around these parts. We'll get to the news with Johnny Bowden. We'll come back. Other previews of the games in round 11 is to come on the Friday footy preview.